Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Chof. And we are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the top of Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel, Zisol Rachel Bas Alta Fromit, and Yehonatan Eitan Ben Batsheva Bracha. So the topic of today's daf, and tomorrow's daf, and the next daf, is going to be the laws of the kings, the malachim. And the truth is that this three daf sugya really requires a proper introduction. We're going to do a little bit of the introduction during the daf, and then Be'ezer Hashem will do the more extended version of the introduction at the end of the daf. But without any introduction, we're going to start it up.
So the Mishnah, Meis Loi Meis, in the event that the king loses a relative for whom he has Chiyuvei Avelos, Eini Yoytzei Mi Pesach Paltrin Shaloi. The halacha is that he's not allowed to leave his palace, he can't be Melav the Meis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Im Roitzel Losseis Achra Amita Yoytzei. Not true. In the event that he wants to leave his palace, and he wants to follow the mita, the coffin. It's something he has a right to do. Shekei Matzino b'David. There's a precedent for this. You find this by David HaMelech. Sheyotze acha mitaseh shel Avner. He followed the mita of Avner after Avner had died. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'amelech David hoylich achar amita. Amru loy. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda loy hoya adover elo lefayis esam. Don't bring any rayas from that story with David HaMelech. The reason that he was Melava Avner was simply because he wanted to appease the nation. What is that all about? We'll see in a second. Ukashemavarno is another halacha that relates to the Avelos and the mourning of a king when the Am would come and bring him the Sudas Havra. So what's the Sudas Havra? The first meal that an Avel eats has to be something that was gifted to him. Kolo Am Mesuban Ala Aretz. Everybody would sit on the ground. For whom Mesef Ala Dargish, he would sit on a Dargish. So ordinarily, the Avel is on the ground and everybody else is sitting on regular chairs. Over here, it was just the opposite. Being that he's king as Melech, so everybody is Mesuban Ala Aretz. He sits on a Dargish. What exactly is a Dargish? The Gemara is going to say. Either way. So in the Mishnah, we had a few halachas related to a king, specifically the Hilchas Avelos of a king. One of the halachas was a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether if the melech wants to leave his palace to be malava or mace, is that something he's allowed to do or not? Mace loy mace, the Mishnah says, Eina yoytze mi pesach paltrin shaloi, and that was the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said that he doesn't have to leave, that's for sure, but im roitze lotzeis achra mita yoytze, and he brought a raya, like he so often did, from a maisa. And the maisa was David HaMelech, who was Melava, he was Hoylech Achar Amita of Avner Ben Ner, and David HaMelech was a king, and you see he did it. No, that's a raya, that if another king would want to do it, this is something that he would be able to do as well. So the theme that underpins this first Gemara that we're going to learn is the story of the death, more accurately, the assassination of Avner Ben Ner. And I just think it's kedai to very, very briefly refresh our memory as to what exactly it is that happened. So at the very, very end of the reign of Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech became king in Chevron. So Shaul was Melech Yisrael. Stating that, David starts this small little melucha, and it's in the city of Chevron. Now, that melucha was only on the people in Chevron, which meant primarily the people from Shevet Yehuda, but he was king simultaneous to when Shaul HaMelech was king. Now, that lasted for a very short period of time because Shaul HaMelech passed away. And after Shaul HaMelech died, at that point, there was no Melech Yisrael, and the only kingdom that existed was this kingdom of David. In fact, for the next 5 years, there was no king amongst the Jews. The only Malchus was David HaMelech, who's ruling in Chevron. After about 5 years or so, the Jews decided that it's time to appoint a proper king. And the question is, who should be that king? Avner Ben Ner, who was a very important officer, chief of staff of Shaul HaMelech, this great, mighty warrior, he decided that the appropriate next king would be the son of Shaul, Ishbosheth. And he was the one that led this idea that he should become the next Melech of Yisrael. Lemaisa, Ishbosheth ended up being king for 2.5 years. And at the end of that 2.5 years, which would be 7.5 years from when Shaul HaMelech died, David HaMelech becomes the king over the rest of Klal Yisrael. So again, before David HaMelech becomes king, there's this 7.5 year period during which David is Melech in Chevron. For the first 5 years, there is no Melech in Yisrael. For the last 2.5 years, there is a Melech in Yisrael. It's Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul HaMelech. After he dies, then there's going to be one king, David, who's going to bequeath the Malchus to his son Shlomo. Then, of course, after Shlomo HaMelech dies, you have Yeravam and Rechavam. And as they say, the rest is history. But in terms of Avner's role in this episode, Avner was the inspiration. He was the koyach. He had the votes. He was the one that had the clout to make Ishbosheth Melech. About 2 or so years into the 2.5 year reign of Ishbosheth, Avner started having second thoughts about what he did. And he felt that maybe David HaMelech really should be the Melech Yisrael. So he decides that he's going to defect. He leaves the camp of Ishbosheth. He goes to David HaMelech and he says, David, I'm here to support you. I think you should be king. David welcomed him, but David's chief of staff, Yoav ben Tseruya, was a little suspicious. He didn't trust Avner. Now, if you learn Navi, there was a little bit of a history between Yoav and Avner, but the point is he didn't trust him. Ad kedei kach, he went and he killed Avner. When Avner was assassinated, Klal Yisrael Mamish was up in arms. And the reason is because he was very, very popular. And people thought that for sure David HaMelech was the one that was behind it. But in truth, David HaMelech was not behind it. In fact, David HaMelech, in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, tells Shlomo, lying on his deathbed, there's certain things, some unfinished business that I had during my lifetime that I want you to take care of. And one of those things is, make sure that Yoav ben Tseruya never grows old, right? One of the famous lines in Nach. And the point is, I want you to take care of him. Meaning, David didn't want to do it himself, but this was one of the things that he gave over to his son, Shlom. But because of the way this all had happened, it certainly looked a little suspicious. I mean, here Avner supports Ishbosheth. He comes to David. The next thing you know, he's assassinated by David's right-hand man, Yoav ben Tseruya. So there was this feeling that David HaMelech was behind it. And David felt that he had to be Matthias Da'am. And that's why when Avner was killed, David HaMelech was Yoitza Achim Yitasa, which was not something that the kings would do. Vayikoinin David, we're going to see in the Gemara, he gives this legendary hesped on Avner. And the reason he did it was Lefayis Esa'am. So Rabbi Yehuda said that if the king wants to be Lotzei Sacher Amita, he could be Yoitzei. Shekem Atzinu B'Dovich, Yotzei Achim Yitasei Shal Avner. Amru Loi, they told him, Loi Hoya Dover Elo Lefayis Esam. Don't bring any riots from that story. That was a Hirash Shah. That was a very, very unique, special situation. And as a result, you can't learn anything from there. Either way, another Braisa that's going to tie into Avner related to this in Yitanu Rabbanu, Mokm Shunagu Noshem, Lotzei Sacher Amita, Yoitzeis. Lefnei Amita is Yoitzeis. So when there was a Levaya, Kemuvin, there was a men's section and there was a ladies' section. So the question is, do the men stand behind the Mita and the women in front, or is it vice versa? So the Braisa says it's Makom Shenagu. It says the Perek Makom Shenagu, Mesachtes Pesachim, a lot of things are just totally in Minig. This is one of those things. If the Minig is for the women to go behind the Mita, it's fine. Lefnei HaMita, Oich Gut, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo'olam Nashu Lefnei HaMita Yoitzes. No, the women always have to go in front of the Mita. Shekemo Tzinu B'David. Again, Rabbi Yehuda bringing a Raya from a Maisa. And we know it from David. The same story that he brought a Raya from his Halacha in the Mishnah. Sheyotze Acha Mita Soishal Avner. He went behind the Mita of Avner. What's Rabbi Yehuda trying to say? If David HaMelech went behind the Mita, obviously David HaMelech was in the men's section. Must be the women went in front of the Mita. Shenema, how do you know that David was behind it? The Pasuk Vamelech David Hoylech Acha HaMita. Amrulay, they told him, David Elo Lefayis Esa'am. Don't bring me any Rayas from David HaMelech, because what David HaMelech did was Lefayis Esa'am. Vinis Faisu, and you should know it worked. What does that have to do with David HaMelech behind the Mita, in front of the Mita? Shehoyah David Yoitzei Beino Anoshim. Because what David HaMelech was doing was, he would be together with the men. V'nichnas lebein Hanoshim. And then he would go into the lady section. V'yotzei Beino Anoshim. And then he would leave from the lady section. V'nichnas lebein Hanoshim. And he would go back to the men's section. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'yedu kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael b'yoy mahuki lo'yhoysa me'amelech lo'homis es Avner b'ner. Meaning, David HaMelech, when he was Yoitzel Achar HaMita, he had a job. What was he trying to accomplish. He was trying to make sure that the oilam would chap, that he wasn't behind it. So it wasn't enough just to convince the men, he had to convince the women as well. So this was a hira. Sure, David HaMelech is talking the men's section, he's in the ladies' section. But just because David HaMelech is a chayri amita doesn't mean that the women are not a chayri amita. It could be the women were there and not in front of the mita. Why would David HaMelech be there? Because David HaMelech is dafka in the men's section and the ladies' section. The reason is because he has to be mefai yislam. Doresh Rava, and this not Rava Darsh. This is what's in the pasuk that says, Vayavoy kolam lahavroi, says David. So the whole nation came, lahavroi, says David. Ksiv lahachrois. The pasuk says lahachrois. Vikarinon lahavrois. Now lahavrois means to feed, right? That's why a sudas havra is called a sudas havra. The word havra means to feed. Lahachrois means melashin kares, to hack. So which one is it? Was it lahavrois or was it lahachrois? Seems to be a stira between the kri and the ksiv. The ksiv is lahachrois. The kri is lahavrois, says the gemara. But tchilo lahachrois. Initially, when they came to David, they were upset at David because again they were being chayshe David of playing a role in the death of Avner ben Ner. But at the end, they actually did not kill him, and they had a change of mind, like the Braisa said, v'nespaisu, they actually were appeased, and as a result, what it was lehavroisa. Incidentally, the Achronim say that if you open up a nach, there is no Korean ksiv on this word. The ksiv of the word is vayavoy kolom lehavroi, says David, and the kri of the word is vayavoy kolom lehavroi, says David. So what did Rava mean when he said lehavroi or lehachroi? Either way, Amrav Yudamara, mipnei ma nenash Avner. Why is it that Avner was punished? Meaning, Avner was killed. He was assassinated, literally, in cold blood. So he must have done something to merit this. So what tzchus, so what aveira did Avner do that caused him to get this punishment? Says the Gemara, mipnei shahoy loy limchais b'shavoloy michas, because he should have been moicha on Shaul, and he wasn't moicha. So what's this referring to? It's referring to when Shaul HaMelech killed Noiv Irakoyanim. And Avner ben Ner had a lot of clout, and he shouldn't have been Meicha, and because of the fact that he wasn't Meicha, it's for that reason he was killed. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak said, no, it's not true. Nishnemes, you want to know what happened by Noiv Irakoyanim? Micha, Veloinena, he actually was Meicha. And just so happens that he wasn't listened to, because Shaul HaMelech didn't take his advice. In other words, we have a machloikis, whether Avner ben Ner was moicha by Noiv Irakianim, or he was not moicha by Noiv Irakianim. Says the Gemara, v'shnei mikra echadarsha, that both of these opinions are coming from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikoinein haMelech el Avner, vayoymer and he sent hakamois novel yomus Avner." We're going to read the whole pasuk. Yodechaloy asurois v'raglechaloy nel chushtayim hugashu. Your hands weren't tied, your feet weren't bound. Kinfoy lefnei bnei Avlon nafolta vayosifu kol ha'am lifkois olav. So this is an excerpt of the eulogy that David HaMelech gave for Avner. So the Gemara says like this. There's two ways you could read the pasuk. Man da amaloi micha. The man that says that Avner was a moicha, hachi kamar. This way you have to read the pasuk that David HaMelech was saying, Avner, I don't understand. Yodech aloi asurois. V'raglech aloi l'chushtayim hugashu. It's my time aloi machiso. Why weren't you moicha? Meaning, it's not you were tied down. You had a voice. You were able to be moicha. Why weren't you? It's because of this. That's precisely the reason that you just fell the way you fell. The mandama that says that he was moicha just wasn't answered. So the way you have to read that pasuk is, more b'loshem bitmiyo. It muye mitama. That David HaMelech, he was being metam. He says, I don't understand. Hakamois novel yamus. Why should you die like a novel? You weren't tied down, and in fact, because you weren't tied down, you actually did what you were supposed to do. You were meicha. So my time can fall bnei avlan afalta. So why is it that you fell? But the bottom line is, there's two ways you can read the pasuk. Either David HaMelech is stating a fact, or he's being metama. He's saying that this is not what happened. So I don't understand why it went down. But the bottom line is, this is the machlekes. Was Avner meicha or was he not meicha? Now, why did we just mention the idea that Avner was not meicha? Because the Gemara said, Amr Rav Yudah my Rav. Why is it that Avner was punished? Mipnei shehoy loy limchais b'shal v'loy micha. Now, if you hold that Avner was moicha v'loy nena, so now you have to go back and address the original question. So why is it then that Avner was killed? Says the Gemara, L'manda Amr Rav Micha, my time I anish, Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Shesham Malchus beis David, shtei shanam u'mechtet. Because he delayed Malchus beis David for 2.5 years. Because as we mentioned in the story, that for 5 years after Shaul died, Klal Yisrael didn't want a king. But then they wanted a king. And at that point, David HaMelech could have, would have, should have been king. But instead, Avner decided that he wanted Ishbosheth to be king. And how long was Ishbosheth king? For 2.5 years. So those 2.5 years that David HaMelech could have been king, and he wasn't king, it's for that that Avner Berner was punished. Either he was punished because he wasn't moich by Noiv Erekeyanim, or he was punished because he delayed Malchus Beis David for 2.5 years. I saw in the Margolis Hayam, Sir Reuven Margolis says, it's interesting, you see that Ishbosheth was king for 2.5 years. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis Dav Heyomid Beis, that Shaul HaMelech was king for 2.5 years. He brings the Gemara in Perek Chelek, where the Gemara says that Bar Koichva was king for 2.5 years. And then he brings the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that there was a shaila who should be Rosh Yeshiva. In the words of the Gemara, who should be Melech? And it was a question: should it be Rabba or Rav Yosef? Rabba's credentials were that he was the Oikir Horin. Rav Yosef's credentials was that he was the Sinai, and they sent a message to Eretz Yisrael. They came back Sinai Adav. But Rav Yosef didn't want to become the Rosh Yeshiva because the astrologers had told him that he will reign for a very short period of time. So he said, "Let me punt." Right? Let me kick the can down the road. Let Rabbi be Rosh Yeshiva first. And like this, my meter won't start ticking for a little bit of time. Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva for how long? For 22 years. We've spoken about that number a lot over the years. And then Rabbi Yosef became king. For how long? The Gemara says, Shtei Shonim U'Mechza, for 2.5 years. So Rabbi Reuven Margolis just makes the observation. It's interesting. Ish Boishes, Shaul HaMelech, Bar Koichva, and Rav Yosef. And it's interesting because if you look at the Gemara by Rav Yosef, it says Malach Rav Yosef. That's the lashon of the Gemara. So there seems to be something about the reign of 2.5 years. It doesn't say a pshat. We're going to go weiter. Ukishemavar noisa b'chutz. At the end of the Mishnah said that when they would bring the Suda Savra to the king, so kol ha'om mesuvan al ha'aretz, everybody would be sitting on the ground. But who mesiv al ha'dargish? And he was on a dargish. Says the Gemara, my dargish. What is a dargish? Amar ula said arsa the gata. So Rashi says that the minig was that a house would have a bed or a table that nobody used, right? You're not allowed to sit there. It's there for show. Now, it wasn't for show. Rashi says it was there lemazel habayis, mishum nichosh, literally. Rashi says it's there for nichosh. Now, nichosh is a lav in the Torah, so obviously this is something that needs to be understood a little bit more properly, not our sugya. But the bottom line is, for heebie-jeebie superstitious reasons, people would have this mita, this couch, this chair, this table that nobody was allowed to go on. And it's that dargish that the Mishnah says when the Olam came to be Menachem Avil, to bring the Sudas Havrot to the Melech, everyone's sitting on the ground and the king is sitting on this dargish. So after Ula said that a dargish is an arsa the gada, Amalei Rabbanu Ula, so Rabbanu told Ula, it doesn't make any sense. You're basically telling me it's something that nobody ever sits on. So if nobody ever sits on, then why all of a sudden now, when the king is ba'avelos, would he sit on it? If no one ever sits on it, why is he sitting on it now? Maskef lo Rava. So Rava heard this kasha. He said, my kushya, what kind of question is that? Maybe this is the same like the eating and the drinking. Right, when's the last time somebody fed the king? No. Meaning, you're not coming and bringing him food. He has his whole staff of people taking care of him. Or an oval in general. An oval takes care of his own food. Usually. Yet, when he's in his matzav of avelos, so everything is different. So, maybe ordinarily no one sits on the dargish. But now, in avelos, where things are different, the yoitzris are to mishta a little bit. So maybe, yeah, maybe he sits on the dargish. It's not a kasha. It's a kasha why the oval is doing something different. I don't know. Why is the food being put into his mouth? So why is he sitting on the dargish? It's the same reason. Eloi kasha ha kasha. No, the kasha said Rava, if you want to ask, would be something else. Dargish in its arach lichfoisoi elazoikfoi. The dargish, we have a brisa that says they wouldn't flip over, rather, zoikfoi, it would stand straight. So one of the halachas of an oval is kfiyas hamita, that they would take all the beds and all the chairs and they would flip it upside down. This is something that we don't do now. When we do Masechtas Maakot, we talked about this a little bit in Shulchan Aruch. There's different reasons why. But the bottom line is that this dargish is einoit tzarech lechvois. But if you're going to tell me it's an arsa degada, amay einoit tzarech lechvois. Meaning if it's a bed, so you should have to be koifid. V'atanya. And the background to the question is, when someone does kfiyas amita loy mitasa bilvadu kaifa, he doesn't only take his own bed and flip it. He has to look for all the beds in the house. Okay, so you should do this for the Aris of the Gada too. This is a kash on Ula. Ula is saying that what's the Aris of the Gada? It's a mita. If it's a mita, why is there no kfiyas? But the Gemara says, my kushi, what kind of question is that? Maybe the dargish is a mita, but it's like a mita that's miyuchedes lekelim. Diktonim, hoisa miyuchedes lekelim. With Allah, you don't have to do kfir. Meaning, you see already a precedent that there are certain beds that they didn't flip. If it was meant for kalim, they didn't flip it. Okay, so if it's meant for mazel, then for sure they didn't flip it. Eli, ikash, you want to ask a kasha, ha kasha. This is the kasha I would ask. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, dargish, as it relates to a dargish, again, an oval that has a dargish, mater karbitov v'hu noifel me'elov. So, Rashi says that karbitov are lulois, hooks. So it seems that this dargish had something that was attached with lulois, and the other, what he's supposed to do is he unties those hooks, and the bed falls by itself. Now, if you're going to tell me it's a bed, albeit for mazel, but the point is, if it's a bed, karbitin mi islay. So again, we don't live in that world, but it seems like beds didn't have these karbitin, except from the fact that the Braisa talks about being mata the karbitov of this bed. Or of this dargish, that's a raya, that it's not a bita. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. Yose Ravin, Omar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavar, he said the following. Amalei humer Rabbana. One of the rabbis told me. Which rabbi? Rav Tachlifa Shmei. Da v'shchiach b'shuka de gildoi. He was someone that used to spend a lot of time in the leather shuk. The Amrulei, and they told him, my ars dargish, what is a dargish? Arsa de tzala. It's a bed that's made of leather. Now, the bed that's made of leather apparently needed hooks in order for it to stay attached to the arkuva isamita, and it's for that reason that it makes sense that there would be a Shimon Gamliel that says that an oval that has a dargish, he's mater karbitov, v'hu noifel me'elov. So this bed is not an arsa de gada, it's an arsa de tzala. It's not a regular bed, but just nobody sleeps on it. You keep this one bed in the house for a gutta mazel. But rather, it's a bed that's made of something else. It's made of leather. The mattress, that is. And because it's made of leather, it was attached to the arkuva isamita a little differently. It was attached with these lulois, and that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is referring to in that price. Amrav Yirmiya, Amrav Yoichan. A little bit more. This is uber technical on the topic of this dargish. So, Rav Yirmiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, dargish seirugoi mitoichoi, mito seirugo me algaba. So the dargish, it had something that attached it to the arkuves amito, but the way it was attached was it went through the poles, right? It went through the wooden poles that kept the bed standing. As opposed to a regular mito, the seiruga was me algaba. It didn't go through the poles, but it went around the poles. Faith the Gemara Meisvel, ask you a kasha, Kli Eitz, Meimus, and Mekabal and Tumo, a keli that's made of wood. When is a Mekabal Tumo? So Hamita Varisa, as it relates to a bed or a crib, Mishe Yeshufim Baradag, it's Mekabal Tumo, as soon as you smear the wooden poles with the skin of a fish. Apparently this gives it a nice finish, and that's when it's considered complete, and that's when it's Mekabal Tumo. Now, Mito, Misureges Me'algab, if you're going to tell me that your traditional bed, so it had these ritzuos that surrounded the actual poles. So lamali shifas or hadag. So why are you giving it this fancy polish? I mean, if it's going to be exposing and be able to see it, I understand why you want it to have a nice touch. But if it's going to be surrounded anyways, so why would you do that? Hello, so the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say haba hamitoichoi. Say the mita and say the dargish, they both have these ritzuos that are going through, not around, but they're going through or from the inside of these arkuvas hamita. What's the difference? Mito ayule vafuki bibizyotni, dargish ayule vafuki be avaksa. So if you take a look at Rashi, mita ayule vafuki bibizyotni, bivzom vinekovim shalaruches machnus umoitzi, roisha hevel u mesarek. So as it relates to the regular mita, so the regular mita, you had these little Bizoim and a coven, you had these holes, these little hooks, and the hooks were attached to the mita, and they went through those hooks. As opposed to, as it relates to the dargish, lulois hatluis bin nikvei arkuvois, ubehem machnis and rosh mitzuyis hatluis. But kids, the point is, one of them had the hooks attached to the arkuvus amita, and the other one had them inside the arkuvus amita. It's a very, very technical, subtle difference. That is the difference between the mita and the dargish. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Shur ben Levi. Halach like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? So he said in the Brice on Amid Aleph, dargish matir kar. That halacha we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omar Rav Yaakov Bar Ami. Rav Yaakov Bar Ami said, "Mito shenakli tel yoitzin." If you have a bed where the bed has poles and the poles they protrude on the top of the bed, zoykva v'daya. So then you don't have to do kfiyas amita because it's just going to be impossible. Meaning, bed where the poles are not attached to it, so you can remove the poles, take the bed and flip it. But to the extent that the poles are attached, it's impossible to do a proper kfiyas amita, and as a result, Yoitzin, Zoikva, the Daya, in a situation where they're protruding, you leave it standing, and that in of itself is going to be enough. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is not the sugi of the Dargish, but rather the laws of the kings. Again, the first Mishnah that we learned on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph talked about different inyane avelos related to a king. Now we have another Mishnah. If the king decides that he wants to fight a war, but a mechemes rishos, as opposed to a mechemes mitzvah, he needs sign off from the Beis Din HaGadol. He needs the Sanhedrin to give it the okay. Upoiretz lasso isloy derech imemach biyadei. If a king wants to make a derech, right, he wants to have a path that's going to go to his house, and he wants to go through his friend's backyard or whatever it is, he could do it. No one could be moicha. Derech hamelech ain loy shir. In fact, that road, it has no share. You can't tell him that it can't be more than 16 amos wide, like a Rishus Arabim or Dalut Tvachim. He can do whatever he wants to do. V'chol ha'am boizes in v'noisnoi. To the extent that they fight a war, so the Olam, when they come home with all the loot, so they have to bring it to the king first, and he gets first dibs. He gets to take whatever it is that he wants to take. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. But again, another Mishnah that talks about more halachos related to a king. Now, the truth is, really, this is the time for us to do the proper introduction to the parsha in the Torah that talks about the king. But we said we're going to do a mini introduction now. We're going to finish the Gemara, and then we're going to go through it, Be'ezer Hashem, a little bit more properly in the Reh. But one pasuk that we have to learn. The pasuk says, Ki Sovei El Aretz. This is in Parsha Shoiftim. When you're going to enter the land, Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisam Lach, V'yirishta, V'yishavta, V'amarta, you're going to say, Asim Olai Melech, K'chol Agoyim Asher Svivoy, say, I want a king like all the nations around me have kings. Says the Torah, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Asher Yivka Hashem Elokecha Ba. In other words, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that when the Yidin come to Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to want a king, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, you should go and act upon it, and you should appoint a king. Now, is this pasuk saying that there's a mitzvah to appoint a king? Soim tasim alecha melech asher yivka Hashem alekecha boy. Sounds like there's a mitzvah eser day raisa for Klal Yisrael to have a king. But the pasuk also sounds like it's a reaction that if the Yidden are going to come va'amarta and they're going to say asim alei melech yichol agoy mashes svivoy, so then soim tasim alecha melech, as if to say that if you're not going to have va'amarta asim alei melech yichol agoy mashes svivoy, so maybe then there won't be any inyan of appointing a king. So in the psukim themselves, there seems to be some conflicting mashmois whether there is a mitzvah to be proactive and to appoint a king or not. We're going to see in the Gemara, it's a big machloikis tanoim, whether there was a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to appoint a king or there was no mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to appoint a king. This is part one of the mini introduction. Part two of the mini introduction is in Shmuel Aleph, and this is in Perek Ches, the Yidden come to Shmuel, who was a shoifet, a Navi, and they tell Shmuel, we want a king. Shmuel turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, they want a king, what should I do? He says, they want a king, tell me you're going to give them a king. No problem. Not just that, tell them what it means to have a king. We're going to go through these psukim at the end of this year. But you go through these psukim, it seems daunting. Basically, Shmuel tells the Yidden, no problem, I spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came back to me, he told me, you're going to have a king. But just realize, the king is basically going to own everything that you have. He's going to own your family, he's going to own your children, he's going to own your money, he's going to own your business. There's going to be this tax, there's going to be that tax, this is going to be a dictatorship if there's ever been one. This is going to be something that you are going to regret so badly you ever asked for, because I'm letting you know, You want a king? This is what it means to have a king. We're going to see in the Gemara, there was a machlokes tanan, a major machlokes tanan, whether all those things that Shmuel laid out to the Yidden when he told them, this is what it means to have a king, were they real things? Or he was just scaring them? Meaning, we'll see when we go through the Pesukim a little bit better what they are, but the gist of it is obvious. A king taka meant that he had total control over the Yidden. So if a king one day would knock on your door and he would say that, I want to draft your entire family to my army, he could do that? He says, I want your business. He could do that? What, this is the Soviet Union back in the day? Or even Eint, right? Is that what's going on over here? Or maybe what he was saying was La'ayim Olav. He was just maybe trying to scare the Jews. You want a king? No problem. You ask for it, you're going to get it. Either way, it's a little bit about what's playing it out. Again, the proper way to do this would be to go through these psukim and spend 15 minutes now. But I think it's a little more practical to do it at the end of the year. Either way, this is just the basic gist of what we need. So what was the first line of the Mishnah? Umbaytziyin lemelchemes arishus alpi bezdin shal shivim vechafet gemara kasho. Tonino chadazim no. Why do I need this Mishnah? We already had this Mishnah. Where? The first Mishnah, the Masechta, Ein Baitzin L'Mechemes HaRishos, El Al Pi Bezin Shal Shivim V'Echad. So it's pretty funny that you would have a Mishnah repeated literally twice in 20 blot and Shas. In the first Perek HaSanhedrin you have this, and in the second Perek HaSanhedrin you have it. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's no Chiddush in this line of the Mishnah. But I did the Tana Kol Mili the Melech, Tana Nami Maitzin L'Mechemes HaRishos. We wanted to teach all these other halachas related to a king. So we chazed over this halacha because this segues very nicely and very neatly into the things that we want to say next. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Kol ha'amar b'parashas melech, melech mutabai. Everything that's mentioned in the parasha of the melech. Which parasha? The parasha of the melech in Shmuel Aleph, where Shmuel tells Klal Yisrael, you want a king? No problem. But I'm letting you know, this is what it means to have a king. All those things that Shmuel said the king could do, he's not allowed to do. That's what Shmuel said. Rava ma Rava's chadav. He said, "Le'nemer parsha zu elu la'ayim aleim." No, everything mentioned in that parsha was just Shmuel's way of skeering the Yidden. But avada, it's not real. Now, what's the precedent? Why would you just skeer the Yidden? What, you're skeering them just to skeer them? She'nema, no, there's a makar in the Torah. It says, "Soim tosim alecha melech." And what are we dashing from those words? She'tehei emasoi alecha. So you see, you're supposed to fear the king. So those psukim went a long way towards making sure that the fear of the king would be in the kishkes of the Yidden, and that was the purpose of that pasuk. In other words, machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, whether or not what it says in the parsha of the melech in Sefer Shmuel was real, these were rights that the king had or not. Shmuel said, yeah, Rav said no. So if the Malka Tano, it's really Machlik is Tano. Rabbi Yosef said, Kolom, Rabbi Parashas Melech, Malach Mutabai. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Leinem, Rabbi Parashas Zuh, Elu Kedei La'ayim Aleim, Shenem, Asoim, Tosim, Alecha, Melech, Shetehei, Emasa, Yolecha. So it's clearly a Machlik is Tano. Rabbi Yosef says what Shmuel said, and Rabbi Yehuda says what Rav says, the Gemara. Continuing along in that Brisa, so again, the beginning of the Brisa is this Machlik is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa continues and says, V'chein hoye, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, now there's a little bit of a discussion what the word V'chein is. V'chein sounds like a hook. It's connecting what we said to what we're about to say. I'm Ben Marsha, but V'chein hoye, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Gimel mitzvahs and Savi Yisrael v'chnisas and l'arts. The Yidden were commanded three mitzvahs when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Lahamid lohem melech, to appoint a king, ulahach rezarish al amalek, and to destroy amalek, v'livno islam beis apchira, and to build a beis hamikdash. These are three pretty big things. King, wipe out amalek, and to build a beis apchira. But this is a memra of Rabbi Yehuda, which ashenogeyo le'inyoneinu, we're dealing with the kings. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there was a mitzvah to appoint a king, right? Gimel mitzvahs nitzavi Yisrael b'chnisas on la'aretz. Number one, lahamad le'melech, which is our sugya. In addition to that, wipe out Amalek, which is not our sugya, and live no Islam beis apchira, which is also not our sugya. Regardless, Rabbi Noiroi said le'nemer parashazu ella keneged tarumasan. It's not true, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying that there was a mitzvah when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael to appoint a king? Incorrect. It says in the Torah, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, that's keneged any complaints that the Yidden might have. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Va'amarta Osim Olai Melech. Right? We read the Pasuk before. The Yidden are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to say Osim Olai Melech. Oh, then Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. Abafakek, it's really not supposed to be a mitzvah. In other words, there's two machloikis going on in this braisa. One machloikis is what's mentioned in the parasha of Melech in Sefer Shmuel the king is allowed to do, he's not allowed to do. That's machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. The second machlokes is toim tasa malach hamelach. Is that a proper mitzvah sase, or is that not a proper mitzvah sase? Another brisa. Tanya Rebbeleza, Rabbi Rebbeleza said, skenim shebedar gahigin shalu. The skenim in the dar of Shmuel, when they requested a king in the right way. Shenemra, it says, t'na lonu melach l'shafteinu. Right, we want a king to rule us. They messed up. Because they asked the wrong way. They said, because when they asked for a king, they said, we want a king. All the nations have a king. Why shouldn't we have a king? So it sounds like from Rabbi Eliezer that what the Yidden did then when they requested a king, some had done it the right way, others had not done it the right way. Again, very sussum right now. Hopefully it'll make more sense by the end of the year. Tanya Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Sholich mitzvahs and tzav Yisrael b'chnisas al arts. The Yidden were commanded three mitzvahs when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Lahamid lahem melech, ulahach rezare shal ha-molek, v'livno islam beis abchir. So in the previous price, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said this. Here Rabbi Yossi said it. So it sounds like it's Shittas Rabbi Yehuda and Shittas Rabbi Yossi, although if you have a Oiz V'Hada Gemara, they change the Girsa from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda. If you change the Girsa from Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yehuda, then both prices are Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasi. But again, three mitzvahs, and it's the same three mitzvahs. It's Melech, L'Hachuz Arish Al-Amolek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda, moving along. Ve'eni Yodea Eiz Me'em Tchilo. But as it relates to these three mitzvahs, it's hard to know which is first. Like, is there a chronology? Is there a seder? When it says in the pasuk, "Yad al keis kol milchama l'Hashem ba'amolek," have a omer from there. You see, lahamid lahem melech tchila. From the fact that it says "Yad al keis kol," and then it says "milchama l'Hashem ba'amolek," so you see first melech and then amolek. Why? It says "Yad al keis kol." It's not talking about a melech. Who's the Kiyad al Kes Ka? It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but the Enki Sayel HaMelech. Kes Ka is actually a reference to the king. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Shloima al Kisei Hashem. That Shloima HaMelech didn't just sit on a royal throne. He sat on the Kisei Hashem. So Kes Ka is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says, Mulcham al Hashem Ba'amolek. So you see, that's the order. Oh, but Vadayin Eini Yodeya, in Livno Yislam Beis Abchir Tchilo, Oy Lahach Rezare Shal HaMolek Tchilo. So again, you have these three mitzvahs. Melech, Lahach Rezare Shal HaMolek, and Livno Yislam Beis Abchir. I know that Melech comes before Lahach Rezare Shal HaMolek, but I don't know what comes first in terms of Lahach Rezare Shal HaMolek or Livno Yislam Beis Abchir. When the pasuk says V'niach Lechem Mekolei Veichem, and then it says V'yam Okem Asher Yivchar Hashem, so V'niach Lechem Mekolei Veichem is wipe out the enemy. Amalek. Oh yeah, Amokem Hashiv Hashem. That's Bilde Beis Hamikdash. Have you ever seen? You see from here that Lahach Rezer Shal Amalek Tchilo. That to be Mach Rezer Shal Amalek, that comes first. Vechem BeDavid Oymer. You find it by David Amalek. Says Vayiki Yoshev Amalek David BeVeisoy. Vashem Iniach LeMisafet. Hashem gave him a little bit of calm. Vekziv. It says afterwards Vayemer Amalek Al Nasan Anavi Re'ei No Noichi Yoshev BeVeisa Arozim. So you see, it was then and only then that he went and he requested Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's, you know, it's time. We have to build a Beis HaMikdash. But when does he want to build a Beis HaMikdash? After he was Mach Rezare Shal HaMolek. And if that's the case, what's the Seyd HaDvarim? First Melech, then Amolek, and then Beis HaBchira. Melech before Amolek, Kiyad Al-Kes Kom, Lucham Al-Hashem Ba-Amolek. And how do you know that it's first Amolek and then the Beis HaBchira? Because it says, V'hiniach Lechem Mikol Oyvechem. And only afterwards it says, V'hoya HaMokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem. Either way, one ha'ara from Abu from Margolis, and that is that, and then we're going to get into the rate, but I saw a beautiful ha'ara. He says that we say in davening, in Musaf on Shabbos, and elsewhere, Yirotzeim b'lfanecha Hashem aleikeinu v'lekei aviseinu, shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sitoeinu b'gvuleinu, right, why do you say this? Say this in Tikkanta Shabbos, right? What's the purpose of saying this? So the purpose of saying this is very obvious. You're saying this because it's Shabbos, it's Musaf. Ordinarily, we'd bring a carbon Musaf. We don't have a carbon Musaf to bring. So Neshamu Parm Sfaseinu, instead of bringing a carbon Musaf, we're going to talk about the carbon Musaf. And that's what this is, right? If fear is always, and then when you say these words, the following words, you're about to bring a carbon. Ubi mashabish nechfasim neishan etmimin uchnei esrayim, etc., etc. So it says with Ruf Margolis, the aside of this bracha of this part of Shemayna Esrei is it's the uneshamu parim sfaseinu. But we're setting it up. What we're setting up is that, you know, once upon a time we had a Beis Hamikdash. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Atfila yirotzim ulfanecha Hashem alekein v'kei aviseinu shetaleinu besimcha laartzeinu v'sitainu bigvuleinu v'sham nasa ulfanecha skarmes chaviseinu. In the meantime, in the interim, we don't have that option, so what are we going to do? Instead, we're going to say the words, Uviyem HaShabbos, and like this, we'll be Mekayim, Uneshama Paras Fasen. So he writes like this. He says, in my sefer that I wrote on Tefillah, so you go through Magal Sayam, there's nuggets on every daf. Apparently he wrote Ha'aris on Tefillah. I'm not aware of this sefer existing, but in his Ha'aris that he wrote on Tefillah, he said, I was Ma'ayr, then why do we mention V'sita'enu Bigvuleinu? Right? Sounds like a very subtle diktuk. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sham nasa l'fanachas, karmenetz chaviseinu. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu, v'sita'enu bigvuleinu, v'sham nasa l'fanachas, karmenetz chaviseinu. Why those words, v'sita'enu bigvuleinu? So what do they even mean? Right? What does it mean, v'sita'enu bigvuleinu? So I looked in the Mefarshei Hasidu, the Rishonim, the Abudram, the Riben Yochar, the Rekeach. I looked in the Rishonim. Basically, what it means is that we're going to one day enter Eretz Yisrael, and we're not just going to enter the land. V'sita'enu bigvuleinu, we're going to be planted in the land. We're going to be protected. We're going to be within our gvul. That's where we're going to be. So says Rav Ruvim Margolis, that's the oimik. The oimik is because we're going to one day come to Eretz Yisrael. And when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But before we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says we have to do something else. We have to be machriz arish al amolik. You can't just build the Beis HaMikdash. It's lachriz arish al amolik first, and only afterwards you can build the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean you can build the Beis HaMikdash yet. There's one step in between. What you need to do is you have to be machriz arish al amolik. So he says, that is the heft of the tefillah. Shetaleinu b'simcha l'artzeinu. We're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'sita'enu b'gvuleinu. We're going to get rid of the enemy. V'hoyabon niyach Hashem alikechem mikol evechem yisovim. Then, v'sham naslu v'nechas. Karmenu yitzchaviseinu. It's then and only then we're going to be able to bring karbanas. Truth is, I saw the Avodram on this tefillah. V'sita'enu b'gvuleinu. He says that there's a makar to this tefillah in the pasuk. It says, tivi emoi. Vesita emoi bahar nachaloscha. So that's where the word comes from. Tivi emoi, that's shetaleinu besimcha l'artzeinu. Vesita emoi, that's the next part of this, right? That's vesita enu bigvuleinu. It's a play on a pasuk in the Torah. Tivi emoi vesita emoi. Nu voshteitin yen a pasuk. Tivi emoi vesita emoi bahar nachaloscha. Machoin lo shivtecha pa'alta Hashem, mikdash Hashem, kaidinu yodecha. It's the same taich. That's the Hakdama. To the Emoi, we have to come to the land, obviously, but it's not enough that we're in the land. It has to be that we have Cheres from our enemy. So after to the Emoi, it has to be Vesita Emoi. It's Vesita Enu Bigvuleinu, and only then could it be Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecha, regardless, as promised. The topic of today's daf, and tomorrow's daf, and the next daf, is the Parsha of the King. Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech, and I think it's very kedai to go through some psukim in the Torah and in Nach and a little bit Divrei HaRishonim, foundational, mamish, nothing fancy, just to have an understanding of a parsha in the Torah that I believe is misunderstood, yet it's something that's so critical. I mean, one of the Sifrei Tanakh is the book of Kings, Malachim. Once upon a time, Malachim played a very, very big role. One of the tefillahs that we say in Shemayin Esrei is Semach David Avdecha Meiris Atzmiach. Right? How many times do we talk about Malchus Beis David, etc., etc.? So the role of the king in Klal Yisrael seems to be very, very critical, yet at the same time, somewhat cryptic and mysterious. So just to learn in Tzazaman Abyssal, just to talk Adarich the Inyan. Fanging on from Omfang, which is in Parsha Shoiftim, it's in Sefer Devarim, it's Perik Yud Zayin, it's Pasuk Yud Al. The Pasuk says as follows. Kisavai Ela Aretz, when the Yidden are going to enter the land, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisan Lach, V'yirishta, you're going to conquer the land, V'yoshafta, and you're going to settle in the land. V'amarta, you're going to say, Asima Alay Melech, Chalagayim Asher Svivayis, I want a king like all the nations around me. Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, you should go ahead and you should appoint a king. Asher Yivka Hashem Alekecha Bot, not just any king, a king that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to choose. All the Rishonim quote the Sefri that says that the appointing of a king had to happen al yidei Navi. Right? You couldn't just have an election. There had to be a Navi that played a role. Asher yivchar Hashem lekecha boy. Mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech. Make sure that the king is a Jew. Lo yisucha loseis alecha ish nachri. Asher lo yochicha hu. You're not allowed to appoint a king that is an ish nachri. So, very important. The king has to be from Anshei Shlemei. Rak, says the Pasuk, lo yar b'lo yisusim. King has to make sure that he's not going to have too many horses. V'lo yoshev es emet zraima, lo man har b'sus. And the way the Gemara is going to darshan this Pasuk in the coming dafin is the reason that king is not allowed to have too many horses is because the breeding place for horses back in the day was Egypt. And to the extent that the king is going to be Marbis Susim, he's going to be incentivized to want to start doing business with the Egyptians. And you may end up going back to Mitzrayim. Hashem Amar Lachem, and Hashem already said, you're never allowed to go back. Additionally, v'layar b'loy noshim, he's not allowed to have too many wives. How many wives? So we're going to learn this in tomorrow's daf. 18. This is the reason. He can't have too many wives, because if he's going to have too many wives, it's going to take away his focus from Yiras Hashem. Additionally, Kesev Vizov, that he could be marba, but not ma'oid. It shouldn't be too much. Additionally, when he's going to be sitting on his Kisei HaKovid, the Kosel is Mishnah Torah Azois, I'll say from Lufnei HaKanam Levim. He has to make sure that he's going to write for himself a second Sefer Torah. So every year it has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. It's mitzvah Taryak, mitzvah 613. But a king has a mitzvah to have a Mishnah Torah, to have a second Torah. Vayu Imoi should be with him. V'kar b'koy mechayev, he should read from it his entire life. L'man yilmad l'yiras Hashem alikov, lishmar is called divya Torah, azois v'sachukam e'ilu la'azoisam. Because if he's going to do that, he'll have Yiras Shemayim. Additionally, levilti rum levavay me'echav, it's also going to get him to not have gaiva. Ulevilti surman a mitzvah yomen usmoil leman yaruch yomim amlachtai hu uvanu b'kerav Yisrael. Because if he's going to do this, he's going to have the sefer Torah and he's going to have Yiras Shemayim. Everything is going to play itself out the way it's supposed to play out. But either way, these few psukim are the parsha of the melech as mentioned in the Torah. Now the parsha begins ki sabay al aretz asher Hashem alekech noisen lach. You're going to say, "Asim alai melech kechol agoyim asher svivoisa." So im tosim alecha melech, asher yifra Hashem alekech aboy, and make sure he's a Jew. That's basically what the Torah says. So we mentioned when we went through the daf that the pasuk itself seems to give a little bit of a conflicting hergish as you read the pasuk. Meaning, is this a mitzvah? Are we supposed to go proactively and appoint a king? Or is it more of a reaction? Then, so if you look at the Ramban, he's the Mor d'Shmaitza in Pshutei Shel Mikra. Right here on these psukim in Parsha Shoiftin, the Ramban says, it's Pashit, that these psukim are coming to teach us a mitzvah. This is one of the 613 mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah essay, the Raisa, it's called Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yifchar Hashem Alekecha Boy. Period. This is a mitzvah essay. Frank the Ramban, if that's the case, so why is it being introduced in such a funny way? When the Yidden are going to say, we want a king, that... What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah is a mitzvah. I have to put on tefillin? I have to say Krishna? Okay. I have to appoint a king. Why is it being said in such an ambiguous way? So the Ramban offers two pshatim in pshat. He says either it could be this mitzvah has a tzura of how it has to play itself out. Meaning the mitzvah is for the Yidden to come to the Kayanim and the Levim and the rulers and say, Asim alai melech k'chol agoyim asher svivoisa. And then, soim tasim alach melech. Meaning the mitzvah is not just to appoint a king. The process is part of the mitzvah. How you get there is part of the equation. Asim alai melech k'chol agoyim asher svivoisa is being mentioned because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Inami says, the Ramban, it could be this pasuk is a glimpse into the way it would play itself out in the future. Meaning, the way the first king was ever appointed in history was Klal Yisrael coming to Shmuel and saying, Asim alai melech k'chol agoyim asher svivoisa. Didn't have to be that way. In fact, it wasn't so good that it happened that way. But that is the way it was. And this pasuk, says the Ramban, is a glimpse into the future. Ramban's lashon is ulufi daitiyot shegam ze miremizoisav alo asidos. This too is one of the remozim on the asidos. The Mefarshei and Ramban say that what does the Ramban mean? Gam ze miremizoisav alo asidos. He's referencing something that he mentions a few times in his Pirush al Torah that there's a lot of nevuah in the Torah, specifically in Mishnah Torah. And there's a lot of psukim that are meant to be understood not only as mitzvahs, but they're also meant to be understood as the Torah being Megala Asidois. And Gam Zeh Mirmizois of Alo Asidois. This is a little bit of an inkling into something that would happen in the future. So, the Omerto Simulai Melchel Gemash Esvivoisai doesn't have to be that way. Maybe it's not even supposed to be that way, but it's gonna be that way. And because it's gonna be that way, it's for that reason that's the way it is. But the Ramban says it's Poshit. That even though the Psukim are a little tricky, but don't let the noise get in the way. Soim tosim alecha melech asher yifra Hashem alekecha boy is a mitzvah eser deiraisa like the other 612 mitzvahs in the day. The Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, he echoes the sentiments of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'shas knisasan la'aretz. Limnois lohem melech, shenemar soim tosim alecha melech. So the Rambam could not be more clear. He's moina soim tosim alecha melech as a mitzvah eser deiraisa. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah tof tzadik zayin is soim tosim alecha melech. There's a mitzvah for the Yidden to appoint a king. So the Rambam, and the Chinuch, all the moina mitzvahs, ke'ish echa b'levach, let's say that there's a mitzvah to appoint a king. The truth is, what's the makar to the Rishonim? Today's daf. Sanhedrin, daf chav amid beis. It's Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yossi. That was a machlokes. Rabbi Roy said that really there was no mitzvah. But the Gedolei HaRishonim are being mefarish the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and they're paskening lahalacha like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and that is that there's a mitzvah eser deiraisa to appoint the king. But there's a little bit of a problem that all the Rishonim struggle with, and that is the other parsha of the king, which was also mentioned in today's daf, and that's in Shmuel Aleph. It's Perek Ches, it starts Pasuk Dalet. So let's read these Pesukim a little bit more properly. So the context is that Shmuel, the great Shmuel, is the leader of the Jewish people. And the Pasuk says, Vayiskaptzu kol Ziknei Yisrael. All the Ziknei Yisrael, every single last one, got together. Vayavoyu al Shmuel haramasa. And they came to Shmuel. They walk into his office. Vayomru Elam, and they tell him as follows. Ata zokanta. You're old. Ubanecha leihocha bidrochecha. And your children are not following in your footsteps. It's time for us to have a king. We haven't had a king. We've been living in the land now for a long time. But you're old. Your kids are not the answer. As a result, we need a solution. We're thinking, moving forward. We're trying to project the future of the course of Jewish history. I don't think this could work unless we have a king. And if that's the case, sima lanu melech. Shmuel heard this. He was very, very disappointed. What are you talking about? What do you need a king for? And what did Shmuel do? He prayed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shmuel and he tells him, I want you to listen to them. Whatever they say, listen. And I know you're disappointed, right? The pasuk says, "Vayera hadavah b'nei Shmuel," but really, they're not being moyes in you. Ki oisi ma'asum memloich aleihem. Really, who they're being moyes? This is not an affront to you; it's an affront to me because I'm the melech, and really, who they're undermining is me. And then he says, "Unfortunately, this has been my relationship with the Jews from the time I took them out of Mitzrayim. Kechol amase masha asu miyoyim haloisi oisim miMitzrayim v'adayim azeh vayazvuni vayavdol himacherim." Cain, hey, Moisim, God, you're getting a little taste of what I've been dealing with. But really, it's not even about you. It's about me. I'm just teaching the psukim. Va'ata shma b'koilam. Now I want you to listen to them. Ach, ki hoi told them. But at the same time, warn them. V'gadu to lehem. And I want you to tell them, mishpat ha-melech ha-shiyim lechalem. What it means to have a king. So what does it mean to have a king? Next pasuk. Va'yayim reshmul as divrei Hashem elo'om. Ha-shoyo lemei itay melech. Va'yayim. Zeh yiyem mishpat ha-melech. Ha-shen yim lechalechem. Es b'neichem yikuch. The king is going to take your sons. They're going to be his horsemen, his henchmen. They're going to be part of his military. They're going to acker for him. They're going to harvest for him. All the things that the king needs to be done, you know who's going to do? Your children. And your daughters, Yikach, he's going to take as well. They're going to make besomim, they're going to be chefs, and they're going to be bakers. And as it relates to your fields, your vineyards, and your olive trees, the good ones, Yikach, he's going to take. He doesn't even need it. He's going to give it to his slaves. He's going to take everything. He's going to take your sheep. And you're going to start screaming about this king. And HaKadosh Baruch is not going to answer your prayers. Nothing, your tefillahs are going to be completely unanswered. This is what it means to have a king. And you know what the Yidden did when they heard that? They said, no worries. What do I sign? They refused to, in any way, backtrack and have remorse based on what Shmuel was telling them. This is Lemetan Aleph. No, we don't care. Meaning, We're fifing on. We want a king. We want to be like all the nations. Ushvatanu malkeinu. V'yatzal lefaneinu. V'nilcham es milcham oisein. V'yishma Shmuel es kol divrei ha'am. V'yidaber ba'ozni Hashem. He reports back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I told them. I tried scaring them. Doesn't seem to have worked. V'yayim Hashem el Shmuel shma b'koylam. V'imlachto lehem melech. V'yayim el Shmuel an anche Yisrael. L'chu ish l'ira. Everybody go home. There's going to be a major announcement that's going to be coming in the very near future. Everything that you requested is going to come. And then we go to Perek Tes. And the pasuk starts. V'yayi ishmi b'nyamin. There was a man who was from Shevet b'nyamin. Ushmai Kish. His name was Kish. He was the son of Avil, who was the son of Tsro, who was the son of Bechiras. He was the son of Afiach, ben Ishyamini, all the way back to Binyamin Alein. Gibar Chay, v'loi hayoloi ben, he had a son, Shmoy Shaul. His name was Shaul, Bachur v'toy, v'ein ish mi b'nei Yisrael, toiv mi menu, mishichmai v'mailo gevoya mikol ha'am. And the Torah goes on to tell the story of Shaul HaMelech. But either way, so the Yidden come, and they request from Shmuel a king, right? We want a melech. Shmuel hears the request. Vayira hadavar be'enei Shmuel. He was very, very disappointed. He goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right for being disappointed, but just understand, ki loy oischa ma'asu, ki oisim ma'asu, mimloy chaleim. This is not an affront on you, it's an affront on me. And then Hashem says, tell the Yidden, you want a king, no problem. This is what it means to have a king, and you have the whole parasha of the Malachim. Now we have the Gemara, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Malach's really allowed to do all those things, not allowed to do all those things, that's a big shiloh. But the bottom line is, for sure, when the Yidden requested a king, it was considered very, very bad. Fregin the Rishonim, every single Rishon ever. I understand why they do so terrible. The Pasuk says that this is the way it's supposed to go down. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. That's verbatim what they said. And besides, it's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, we just said. Sholosh mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael. So they want to do a mitzvah. Soim tosim alecha melech. In fact, al rishonim anu mitzdarim, what were the Yidden thinking up until that point? If there's a mitzvah, what took so long? But Vayera Hadover Be'inei Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki loy oischa ma'asu, ki oisi ma'asu, memloy chalein. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, they want a king? What do you mean I'm king? Oh, the Torah says they don't want. What do you mean? Soim tosim alach ha-melech. There's a mitzvah that says they rise. The Ramban says it, the Ramban perak avloch avloch smalach and the chinuch, a mitzvah tov tzadik zayin. So what's Pashup Shat? So again, all the Rishonim ask the Kasha. And if you go through the Rishonim, there's one general thing. The Ramban, in his Yad Chazaka, says, quote, this is halacha base. You don't see this every day in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ach, hashakom as melech mitzvah, lama leirotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishalui melech mishmul." So what was so terrible? What happened over there in Shmuel al Perkes? Says the Rambam, the fish sheshalu b'tarayimus. It wasn't what they said, it's the way they said it. They weren't looking to do a mitzvah. They did it because they were disgusted in Shmuel. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ki oisi ma'asu. But you see, there was a mius, there was some vayokutsu b'nei Yisrael b'nei Shmuel, and that was the problem. And Chanami, what they said was right. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that was the problem over here. The fact that they say we want a king, that's a good thing. The problem is, they were coming from a place of taroimus. They were coming from a place of kvetching. If you take a look at Rashi in Sefer Shmuel, Rashi says, Vayera hadover be'inei Shmuel, l'fisha amru l'shafteinu k'chol ha'goyim. Again, the problem wasn't the fact that they wanted a king. But we want a king l'shafteinu k'chol ha'goyim? What are you talking about? L'havdu ben Yisrael la'amim. Chaliva. That was the problem. If you look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban seems to say what Rashi's saying as well. Doesn't say it bok tzeina, but it's pretty clear that's what the Ramban holds. The point is, it wasn't so much what they said, but really it was more a product of the way they said it. But the bottom line is, let's make a little sikum on what we have here. Then we'll shift and pivot to part two. And that is, so there's a mitzvah sasad deiraisa to appoint a king. So I'm tossing malachim out. In the Gemara, it's a machloikis. The psukim are a little bit ambiguous, hence the machloikis. But the bottom line is, there is a mitzvah of soim tosim alechem elch. Ah, if that's the case, what happened so geferlich in Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches? Why is Vayera Adav Be'nei Shmuel? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Ki loy oischa ma'asu ki im oisi? It's because of the way they ask it. They want to be like all the goyim, or they were katsu b'Shmuel Hanavi. That's what this was all about. But there's another thing you have to understand, we have to go through together, in order to properly understand the parasha of the king. And that is, we know that the kings came primarily from Sheva Yehuda. Not just Sheva Yehuda, from David HaMelech. Right? There's something about Malchus Beis David. When you read the Pesukim in the Torah, there's no mention of Malchus Beis David. Right? There's one criteria in the Torah as it relates to a king. He has to be a Yehudi. That's the only thing it says. Mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech, lo yisucha loseis alecha ish nachri, atche lo yochichahu. So where does this whole business come from, Sheva Yehuda, and where does this whole business come from, Malchus Beis David? Now, two things, just to set up the question a little bit clear. Number one, throughout history, there were many kings that were not from Sheva Yehuda. It's Pasha, right? You had Shalom Melech, who was from Sheva Binyamin. You had Yeravam and Achav and all the Malchi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, we're learning the sugyas now, had a din of a Melech. He comes from Sheva Levi. Yeshua ben Nun is from Ephraim. He has a din Melech, Kimavur and the Rambam, and the sugyas here, Masechta Sanhedrin. So, for sure, the kings were not exclusively from Shevet Yehuda. But at the same time, it is clear that there's some Maila to Malchus Beis David, right? I don't think it needs any rayas. Clear, that's the way it is. And the question is, where does that come from? But more so, and much, much, much more so, because the first question is easy to answer, as we'll see in a second. The second one is much harder to answer. And that is, David HaMelech, there's something about Malchus Beis David. And just to be clear, Malchus Beis David has dine d'oraisa that differ it from all other kings. For example, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo L'Malchus Beis David L'Vav. We have red bites on this. Shtickle for Rablei Malin in Chedusha Ba'ilei. But Rashi says in Perek Chelek, what's the makar to Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo L'Malchus Beis David L'Vav? L'Shoyne Azov Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Whoa, there's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo L'Malchus Beis David? It doesn't say Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo L'Malachim Mishevet Yehuda. It's not what it says. It says L'Malchus Beis David. Another one. The Gemara says that the kings of Sheva Yehuda were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the kings of Malchus Beis David. All the other kings were not, right? Ramah Karmi, and this was Pachi, right? It was done in different ways. There are many Dine Dairais in Hilchas Malachim that setail, that fundamentally make the distinction between Malchus Beis David and Shar Malachim. How's that even possible? How's that possible? David HaMelech doesn't come onto the scene until 1,000 or so years later, whatever it is. How is it possible? About 500 years later. But it makes no sense. There's no Havana to this. It's impossible that Malchus Beis David, which was Neschadish, Midivrei Kabbalah, by the Nevi'im, should have Alochis L'Moshe Misinai and Dine Dairaisa that are going to differ it from all the other kingdoms. So really, in order to understand this, we have to take a step back. So what's the Makar to Malchus Yehuda? What's the makar that Shevet Yehuda is episa yachsin when it comes to kings? It's this week's parasha. Lo yasu Shevet mi Yehuda u'mechoykek mi bein ra. Right? If you learned Birchas Yaakov, if you learned the Chassidus Yeshiva, you should know that in your sleep, right? So that's something that, of course, you know. Lo yasu Shevet mi Yehuda. We just learned the Gemara together. Sanhedrin daf hey. We know this. Even the Nesiim, even the lower level jobs were all from Shevet Yehuda. But it's a passing in the Torah. Lo yasu Shevet Yehuda. But this is not a real makar. Meaning, it's a makar, but it's not a great makar. The reason it's not a great makar is because what is Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda? What was that pasuk? It's a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah, Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda? There's like a mitzvah's essay day, right? It would be a voice, I say, right? Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda, can't be. Who said Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda? Yaakov Avinu said it. So if Yaakov Avinu said it, it can't be a voice, I say. Yaakov Avinu is Bechira Ovis. We understand that. The picture of Yaakov Avinu is Chokot Tachas Kisei HaKovid. We know who Yaakov Avinu is, but Yaakov Avinu is not on the Madrega, is not able to issue commandments. If the Eibishter says it, yeah, Yaakov Avinu can't say as a loisa say Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda. So what is Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda? We spoke out in the raid on Daf Hey that Tosfos says in Yuma Daf Chavav Amid Aleph that Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda is a bracha, right? Remember the Gemara? The Gemara said, Darash Rava. Rava said, Lo Mishkacha Sum Rabban and the Meiri. Elo Dasim Mishavit Levi, Ovi Mishavit Yisachar. Right, Levi, it says, Yerush Patach Yaakov. And Yisachar, it says, Yisachar Yoide Bina Leitum Adas Mayas. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, maybe Yehuda? I think Yehuda also, you find the Meiri Ra. It says, Yehuda Mechaikiki. Freik, Taisvis, Yehuda Mechaikiki. Umechaikik mi bein Raglov. And for Taisvis, Vieishloime Dahibi Bracha Udachsev. Aber mehaikram meis is kein hoye. All that was a bracha. It's called the Birchas Yaakov, right? That's what we used to memorize in yeshiva. Birchas Yaakov. It was a bracha. Lo yosu shevim Yehuda is a bracha. So Yaakovinu, the Zayde Yaakov benched Yehuda. He said that the king should come. Okay, so you see something. I'm not saying you don't see anything, but it's a bracha. Maybe it's a nevuah. I could hear that. You find lo yosu shevim Yehuda is a tefillah. The Kohen Gadol used to daven when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says in Yuma Nun Gimel on the days, what was his tefillah? He would say, Le'yosu Shevim Yehuda, Mechaykim Yibayin Raglov. Maybe Yaakov Avinu was davening. Maybe that's what this was. But it's for sure not a mitzvah, right? But even more than that, so you see Yehuda, Naniach, you see that Yaakov Avinu wants the king to come from Yehuda. That's a good enough reason that we should appoint kings from Yehuda. But at the same time, which by the way, the Ramban in the more famous Ramban on this sugi in Parshas Vayechi that we're not going to go through now. But that Ramban, he asks, I understand, if Yaakov Avinu wanted Le'yosu Shevim Yehuda, that the king should come from Shevet Yehuda, so why is it that when they appointed that first king, he was from Shevet Binyamin? So the Ramban says it's because, read the Parsha, they didn't ask Kohagin, and because they didn't ask Kohagin, they were answered Shaloi Kohagin. If they would have asked properly, then Enchanami, everything would have played itself out properly. But again, so there's a Makar to Yehuda. You have to understand the Makar a little bit better. It's not clear what the Makar is. But for sure, in the spirit of the Inyan, you see Shevet Yehuda's. Yaakov Avinu seems to want that. He gives a bracha, it's a nevuah, it's a haftocha, it's a tefillah, it's some sort of azhara, whatever exactly it might be, you see Shevet Yehuda. But where does Malchus Beis David come? And just, again, if there would be a king that came from Shevet Yehuda, but he doesn't come from David HaMelech, he would not have all the dinim of David. It's Pashin. Malchus Beis David is a se'if within Shevet Yehuda. So even if Yaakov Avinu said La'yosu Shevet Yehuda, that would mean Shevet Yehuda ba'ifin klali. But how did it become David HaMelech ba'ifin prati? And the answer to this question, and we're going to end with this, but the answer to this question is a shtickle from Maran HaGris. It's in Brisker Rav, and say we need the Brisker Rav or something like this. Right, we need help. So this, it comes from the Brisker Rav. It's in the Brisker Rav and Sefer. Ala Torah, it's in Parsha Shoiftim, right here on our sugya, on the pasuk Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem. So what's the lashon of pasuk? Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo. All the Rishonim say, what does it mean Asher Yivchar? It means that you can't just appoint a king, right? We say you can't hold elections. It had to be done al pi navi. But Biskurov Kedargu Bakoidesh said something so poshit, yet so profound. He says, you want to know what it means Asher Yivchar Hashem? He said, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, it's Perik Chof Ches Pasuk Dalet. Vayivchar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bi Mikol Beis Avi. This is David HaMelech talking in the first person. He has this big gathering and everybody's listening, right? Teleprompter and all. And David HaMelech is talking to Klal Yisrael. And this is what he says. He says, Vayivchar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bi Mikol Beis Avi. Liyos Lemelech Al Yisrael Le'olam. Ki Bi Yehuda Bachar Lenogid. Ubeveis Yehuda beis Avi, ubevnei Avi bi rotzal lahamlech al kol Yisrael. You hear this pesukim? It's so pashut. It's mamash a pasuk. Vayivchar Hashem elokei Yisrael bi mikol beis Avi. Liyos lemelech Yisrael loyim. Ki bi Yehuda bochal lenogid. Yehuda was chosen from all the shvatim to be the farm system for all the kings. Who said that? Yaakov Avinu said that. Lo yosu shevim Yehuda. Ube beis Yehuda. Then from within shevim Yehuda, it was beis Avi. It was my father's house. Ube vnei Avi. And then from my father's house, Yishai had 7 sons. Bi rotza lahamlech al kol Yisrael. I was chosen from him. Umikol banai. And then from my sons, ki rabim banim nasan li Hashem. We're going to see this in tomorrow's daf. All the sons of David HaMelech. Vayivcha b'shloim b'bni. Hashem chose shloim. Lo sheves al kisei malchus Hashem al Yisrael. Vayoyim rali and Hashem told me, shloim b'bincha, hu yivne beisi v'chatzei roysoi. Ki vacharti boi li levem v'ani eyaloi lo. V'achinoisi es malchusei ad lo oylom im yechzak lasis mitzvoisai u'mishpate kayoyim azeh v'atol eini I'm skipping a little bit. But David HaMelech gives this speech, this passionate speech, and he says that you know that Yehuda, my Shevet, was chosen from all the Shvatim, and my father was chosen from all the families within the Shevet, and I was chosen from all the sons, and my son Shlomo was chosen from all my sons. Vayivchar, 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 vayivchar. We're the chosen family, and it's through us that all the kings are going to come. So the Skirov said that the emes is, this is a mechilta. The Mechilta is in the Hakdamah to Parshas Boy. The Mechilta says like this: Ad shalei nifchare eretz Yisrael, hayu kol haroitzis k'sheiros l'dibros. All the lands were the same. Mishnifcha Eretz Yisrael, Yatzu Kol Arotis. Actually, Nifcha Yerushalayim. Hoysa Kol Eretz Yisrael, Ksheru Lam Izbechos. Mishnifcha Yerushalayim, Yatzos Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar, Hisham Lecha Pental Alo Yisecho, Kiim Bamokam Ashi Yifcha Hashem. Actually, Nifcha Beis Olam, before there was a Beis HaMikdash, Hoysa Yerushalayim Rui Lashchina. Obi Mishnifcha Yerushalayim, Yatzos Yerushalayim. Actually, Nifcha Aharoin, Hoyu Kol Yisrael, Ksheru Lam Kohuna. Mishenifcha Aharon, Yatzu Kol Yisrael, Shenema Bris Melech Olam Hi Lefonai. Actually, Nifcha David says the Mechilta before David Melech was chosen, Hayu Kol Yisrael Kshem Lamalchus. Mishenifcha David, Yatzu Kol Yisrael, Shenema, etc., etc. David HaMelech is the chosen one as it relates to who's supposed to be king. Just like you have the chosen people, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. And just like you have the chosen land, that's Eretz Yisrael. And within the chosen land, you have the Mokam HaMikdash, which is the chosen place. But Mokam HaShe Yifchar, there's also the chosen family from all the families within Klal Yisrael, from where the Malchus is going to come. B'skarov was mitzayin, the Lashon HaRambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is a mitzvah Shin Samich Beis. The Rambam says like this, Ein Melech, L'mishe Yamin Teres, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShadim, Odin Kol HaNaviyim, Elam Yizera David. Anyone who believes in Torah's Moshe knows that the king has to come from David, and not just David, through Shloim. V'chol mishahu mizula zeh hazera hanichbad. Le'inyin malchus nochri karinambe. And if you're not a descendant of Shloim HaMelech, you're a nochri. And listen to the Rambam's mashal. K'moshe kol mishahu mizula zeh aharoim. Le'inyin avoida zor karinambe. Just like if you're not a kohen, you do a zrika, you're a zor. If you're not from Shloim HaMelech, and you want to be king, you're a zor. Now, it's not mamish the same, because if a zor does the avoid, it's nothing. The word malchi Yisrael, that didn't come from Malchus based David. But the point is, said Marna Gris, there was a Bechira. David HaMelech was the chosen one. David HaMelech being chosen was hinted to in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What does the Torah say? So im tosim alecha melech, ashi yivchar Hashem alekecha boy. So the Biskarov said, Posh Pshan in that pasuk is, that has to be Alpi Navi. It's the Sefri that all the Rishonim quote. Obe said, the Biskarov, dachzach mil likton nochan oimik. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that there will be a time in the future where I am going to choose a family and a lineage from where all the kings are going to come. I'm not telling you who it is right now. But in the future, it's going to come. And that king will be the king that are going to have all the real Dinei Malchus, such as in Yeshiva Bazara, such as they have to be anointed with the Shem and Amishcha and all the other halachas where it's negated. So is David HaMelech mentioned in the Torah? Of course not, said the Briskerov. How could David HaMelech be mentioned in the Torah? Makes no sense. But at the same time, it was mentioned in the Torah that there would be a chosen one. There would be the Melech HaShe Yivchar HaShem Alekech HaBoy. Who that was, status is pending. Until when? Until David HaMelech was chosen. This is no different than the fact that the Torah doesn't mention one time the Beis HaMikdash, right? No, the Torah doesn't mention once the Beis HaMikdash in the Torah. What does it say? You should go l'makam asher yivchar. Meaning, we know at some point HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to choose a place. And l'mafreya, all the Dinei Torah, that's negay, the makam HaMikdash. Ki rabim heim. All those dinim are going to be negay. This makam wasn't chosen yet. You're right. The Torah said there will be at some point in the future, Bechira, Alpi Navi, and then Lamafreya, you'll know what to do with all these different dinim. The same was true, said Marin Agriz, as it relates to Malchus. See, right, in the Torah, David Malchus, how could it be mentioned? Shevet Yehuda's mentioned, Layasa Shevet Yehuda, that Anachinami. Oh, but Malchus, based David, we're. So there it's merumas in this pasuk. Soim tosim alecha melech asher yifcha Hashem. I think this shtick is a very short piece and safe. I think it's yisoid achsidus in terms of understanding Malchus based David, how he gets this biblical status, even though David HaMelech lives 400-500 years after the Yid already entered Eretz Yisrael. At first glance, it's mechusar avana, abal achra ayun. It's so clear. It's in this pasuk. Soim tosim alecha melech asher yifcha Hashem alekecha. Just to end, so we mentioned that. Like, what is it? It's a nevuah, it's a avtocha, it's an azara, it's a bracha. We said it could be a tefillah, right? It's a gemara. The gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that the Kohen Gadol used to daven when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and his tefillah, one of his tefillahs were, the truth is that if you look at the gemara, So the Gemara says as follows: My matzli, right? Umispalo tefila kitzar bebeis achitzan. Right after he leaves the kodesh hakadoshim, what was the tefila? So Rava bar Rav Ada v'Ravim bar Rav Ada travayim, which made the Rav Amr. Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem alikenu shteish shanazug shumo shchuna. Right, the first thing was he davened for parnasa for Klal Yisrael. Rav Achabrei the Rava masayim b'mish made the Rav Yehuda. He would end as follows: Lo yaadi avid sultan medebeis Yehuda v'lo yiyu amchi Yisrael tzrichan lefar nezem nizeh. Lo yaadi avid sultan medebeis Yehuda is the Targum Unkelus on the words v'yasa shevim Yehuda. When we learned Masechtas Yuma, so we spoke out a beautiful aura that I heard from Yedidi, Rasuli Besser. Why is it that the Tfila was an Aramaic? Lo yaadi avid sultan medebeis Yehuda, and why was it not B'Lashon HaKodesh? See, he said a beautiful shtickle, something that he heard from the Tolan Rebbe, in the name of Rav Shiel Kutna, not in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe, but in the name of Rav Shiel Kutna, a pshak in this inyan. But Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Yechidesh, I saw this morning in the Torah Shlema, for a Menachem Mendel Kasher, the great Goyim, he said something so beautiful. He said that if you take a look in the Rishonim, and if you take a look at all the different chazals on this pasuk, there's so many different pshatim, Elo Yasa Shevet B'Yehuda U'mechoykik M'Bein Raglav. There's so many pshatim that literally go from sea to shining sea. I'll just mention one, because I think this is so interesting. You know, we've quoted in the past from the Sefer HaNitzachim. So the author of the Sefer HaNitzachim was one of the Rishonim, one of the later Rishonim. His name was Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen. Sefer HaNitzachim was written as a book of wars, right? That's what it sounds like. And that's what it was. It was against the Neutzrim. The Neutzrim used to chapter the Yidden over there from Psukim, all the Vikuchim that you had, and all the debates, Ki Yodua, and he wrote a Sefer Ala Torah that addresses on each individual Pasuk different Vikuchim that the Yidden had together with the Neutzrim. Now, for those that know little of this history, this Pasuk of Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda U'mechaykim Bibein Raglav was ground zero for a lot of these battles. And the reason is because the Pasuk says Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda Ad Ki Yavei Shiloi. And the Rishonim say, what Shiloi? Shiloi is Mashiach. And it sounds a little bit from the Pasuk like Malchus Beis David would exist until Mashiach is going to come. So the Neutzrim tainted that Malchus Beit David doesn't exist anymore. Oh, so that's a raya, Mashiach must have come. And this was a big tainted that the Neutzrim argued. And if you go through the Rishonim knowing this fact, learn the Ramban again in this week's parasha, Allah Yasa Shevet Yehuda, you see he's addressing it. And all the Rishonim addresses, because this was a tainted that the Yidden had a lot of tzaras from. Now the emes is, the tainted is a very silly tainted. The reason it's a very silly tainted is because at the end of the day, it doesn't really help the cause of the Neutzrim. Because Yeshei HaNeutzri lived about 500 years after there was no Malchus Beis David anymore. So even if you want to argue Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda Ad Ki Yavei Shiloi means something, well, that's fine. That means that whoever Shiloi is lived around the times of Tzidkiyahu, around the times of Churban Bayis Rishon. So it really doesn't help much. But I'll tell you what, Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen wrote in the Sefer HaNitzachim. He tells the Neutzrim, he says, oh, we have a whole different pshat. I don't know what you're talking about. Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda means that the Shevet, the ruler, is always going to come from Judea. Why would you refer to the ruler as a Shevet? You would say, Le'yasa Melech Yehuda. What's that pshat Shevet? He says, you have the wrong pshat. Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda means, Shevet means a baseball bat, right? It means a stick. Shiftecho Meshantech Hemi and Achamuni. What Yaakov Avinu was saying is that the Yidden and Golos are going to have such tzaris that Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda, you're not going to stop beating us at Ki Yavei Shiloi. And he said, that Pasuk is being Mekuyim every single day. So he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, you have the wrong shot in the Pasuk. Le'yasa Shevim Yehuda means you're going to beat us at Ki Yavei Shiloi. And that's happening. We're living proof of the Nevuah of Yaakov. So you're telling me that Nevuah, he said, doesn't help your cause anyway. So he stops saying shtusim, but besides for that, he says, Faker, this is the biggest raya, that this is the way it's supposed to be. The emes is, this pshat is not such a joke. If you look in the Toldos Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Cairo, the uncle of the Beis Yosef, right here Ala Torah, this is the way Taichas Le'yosef Shev Yehuda, but Rav Kasha just said one thing, Kedarke, he was such a charef. He said, being that there's so many different pshatim, Le'yosef Shev Yehuda, he says, we didn't want the Kohen Gadol to walk out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he should say, Mit Hislavis L'Shem Yichud, after he was just Lefnaiv and Lefnim, Le'yosef Shev Yehuda. Because maybe pshat and Le'yosef Shev Yehuda is Rabbi Yontif Lipman Milhoisen's pshat. And maybe it's the Toldos Yitzchak's pshat. And that's what he's davening for. He's davening the kids should continue to shmeis us and galus. So Le'hoitzi mi liban shel anoitzim vatstoikin. And from all the chevra, he made it very, very clear. He said, Le'yadi shulting gavrim in the base. He said the Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus says, klar, it means that there's always going to be a melech. But like this, if you make it clear, you say it with the Targum, there'll be no room for confusion, v'divrei pi chacham chen.